Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Nina Zanbody from St. Tikhon's Orthodox Christian Church here in Parker. We are very pleased to be here this evening to share a sampling of Orthodox music, in particular some music of Holy Week at the time of our Lord's Passion. The Orthodox faith quite literally goes back to the establishment of Christ's church here on earth, the Great Commission. As the apostles and disciples of the faith went out to spread the good news, they did so by bringing the faith to the people in their local tongue. As Christianity settled in a region, the music took on the unique local music traditions. So the church in Antioch, Syria, had a sound unique, as does the Greek and Byzantine tradition. Spreading into the Balkan region, the Caucasus, Russia, Ukraine, and elsewhere, the music absorbed very different melodic and rhythmic traditions while maintaining liturgical unity. Over the expanse of two millennia, you can imagine the vast repertoire of music that has come into development. St. Tikhon's belongs to the Orthodox Church in America under the authority of Archbishop Benjamin of the Diocese of the West. As a uniquely American Orthodox Church, we are not so tied to a single melodic tradition as we would be if we were, say, a Greek or a Russian church. And as such, we use music sung in English from many of the various ethnic sources. So this is what we're bringing to you tonight. We're going to open with the Our Father sung in Russian chant style. Our Holy Week pieces will include the entrancing tones of Byzantine style, the lovely melodic and rhythmic sound of Bulgarian music, and finally, a Ukrainian monastery piece. I would like to thank Greg Vishal, who first came to St. Tikhon's and subsequently invited us to participate, and Michelle Portlock, who has served as my point of contact and this amazing event coordinator. So we hope you enjoy this brief introduction to Orthodox liturgical music.